Unit 5, Lesson 3, Obesity, the New Epidemic. Epidemic, noun, a disease that spreads quickly among many people. There are epidemics of influenza nearly every winter. The most serious health problem in the world used to be infectious diseases such as typhoid fever, influenza, flu, and bubonic plague. In the 14th century, for example, an epidemic of bubonic plague killed roughly one-third of the population of Asia and about half of the population of Europe. A flu epidemic in 1918 killed millions of people around the world. Today, however, vaccines and antibiotics have prevented the spread of many serious diseases. In fact, in many parts of the world today, infectious diseases are no longer considered to be the most serious health problem. According to Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, in the United States, the number one health problem in the United States is the new epidemic of obesity. What does it mean to be obese? Most doctors and researchers use the body mass index, or BMI, to determine whether someone is overweight or obese. The BMI equals a person's weight in kilograms divided by the square of the person's height in meters. A normal BMI is between 18.5 and 24.9. A person with a body mass index of 25.0 to 29.9 is considered to be overweight, while a person with a BMI of 30 or above is said to be obese. It is estimated that roughly 51% of the adults in the United States and Canada are either overweight or obese. Worldwide, an estimated 22 million children under the age of 5 are believed to be overweight. What is causing the epidemic of obesity? One obvious contributing factor is the sedentary lifestyle that many people in the 21st century are leading. Getting around by car and working at a desk don't demand much physical activity. Physical activity used to be what people had to do to survive, says Dr. David Katz, associate clinical professor of public health at Yale University. Now we speak of it as something we have to work into our day. A second cause of the obesity epidemic is an increase in the availability and consumption of junk food. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines junk food as foods which provide calories primarily through fats or added sugars and have minimal amounts of vitamins and minerals. Studies have shown that people are consuming substantially more calories daily than they used to, and they are consuming many of those calories outside of regular meals. In other words, people are snacking or eating between meals a lot more than they used to, and those snacks often consist of junk food. The skyrocketing popularity of fast food restaurants over the past 30 years has also contributed to the obesity epidemic. The goal of most fast food restaurants is to make high profits by producing meals cheaply and efficiently, with little concern for the nutritional content of the food. Consequently, much of the food served in fast food restaurants is high in saturated fats, sodium, and sugar. The great taste of the food comes from artificial flavorings created in science laboratories. For example, roughly 50 artificial ingredients are used to make the strawberry milkshake sold in one popular fast food restaurant. High-quality meat has been replaced by lower-quality meat that is full of preservatives to make it taste good. While the nutritional content of much fast food is declining, the serving sizes have been getting larger, encouraging people to consume more calories. A study in 2004 provided the first scientific evidence of a link between eating fast food regularly and obesity-related diseases. The study followed 3,000 young people between the ages of 18 and 30 for 15 years. Researchers found that people who ate a fast food meal at least twice a week were 10 pounds or more heavier than those who ate fast food less than once a week. According to Mark Pereira, who worked on the study, people really should be taking a hard look at their diet. One simple change that people could make is reducing their frequency of going to fast food restaurants and eating more at home. The fast food industry spends over $33 billion a year to attract customers to its restaurants. Restaurants lure children by offering toys, playgrounds, entertainment, and a party atmosphere. Adults are attracted by the fast service and the predictability of both the food and the environment. Agencies created to educate people about healthy eating have only a fraction of that amount of money with which to get their message across. In 2001, the U.S. Surgeon General reported that obesity can be linked to roughly 300,000 deaths and $117 billion in health care costs a year. Among the health problems caused by obesity are respiratory difficulties, deterioration of bones and muscles, high blood pressure, and skin problems. The more life-threatening problems include heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Clearly, something must be done to stop this new epidemic.